now, you're going to hear a bunch of the idiots of the day. Plus, we have a bunch of our past stuff up there as well. Also on there, all the stuff with the lovely Maria, Carmine Appice, Bub Zaney, Ask Dr. D, all that. X-Rock Radio, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Greg.
Greg?
Hey, how's it going, Glenn?
Excellent, Greg. All right, here we go, buddy. We're going to do this idiot of the day thing. Hold on.
It's time for the Crapper Creek Idiot of the Day.
All right, Greg's couple things we're working on the show today. The best and worst noises to make during sex. That'll be a fun feature. Yeah, we have the actual, it's science. So it's not.
I might have featured on both of those.
Haven't we all? So we're going to find out what is kosher, what is not. We're going to take a look at the best movie supervillains of all time. Yes or BS coming up. It is Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood 50th anniversary. So yes or BS for hockey tickets for that during Hockey Week. And a couple suing their wedding photographer for mainly taking photos of the bridesmaids, boobs, and butts. So we'll fill you in on that whole story. It's really good. But right now, our idiot of the day, we got a couple. It is women, dirty women doing horrible bad things. We'll start with this one. I got a criminal here, and I say she can steal my package anytime. Come on. Hey, here's the deal. Police in El Dorado Hills, California, trying to find a woman who was caught on camera stealing packages from outside a house last week. They do have one distinguishing feature, kind of. She's not wearing a shirt, just a jacket and a bra. It's not clear why she's not wearing a shirt. I don't know if it was laundry day. The cops are circulating the security camera footage because they got a picture of her, like, going up to the front door. She's in black ripped up jeans. All right, I'll be straight up. Kind of hot. The photos are kind of hot.
And she's trying to recreate that Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, nice, Greg. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. But no, it's a picture of her, and she's she's got the bra rocking and a black bra and a black jacket and black jeans. It's almost like she's on the runway or something for some new look. All right, so here's the next one. We could have gone with the gal that kept calling 911 because of her clogged toilet, but we're going to go right to this woman. Yeah, there's a lot of women doing dirty, dirty things. A woman shopping in Maynard's hardware store in Indianapolis last week. Security guards spotted her shoplifting a video camera. Called the cops. Then he went up to the woman to keep her in the store till they showed up. He didn't realize she had countermeasures ready. According to the police, she, quote, reached behind her, dug into her pants, pulled out a handful of poo, and threw it at the guard. I know, striking him in the chest. While he was dealing with the shock and horror of that, she ran out the store. So here's the thing. Her plan worked. I'm gonna steal this video camera, and if they catch me, I'm simply gonna throw poo at them and run. And she did, and it worked. Yeah, she. The cops are looking at the surveillance video, trying to track her down. I don't know. They got some DNA there, is what I'm saying, but I don't know if I want to.
So?
I don't want to go that far. So it's just a video camera. Let's just let it go. So there you go. Which one is it? You've got the gal stealing stuff in her bra off of people's porches, or you have the gal flinging poo like a chimpanzee in a zoo.
Right. Well, yeah. The first gal, like I said, she's trying to keep it old school with a Seinfeld episode.
Right.
Although trying to steal, you think you'd try to be a little incognito. Sure, she's wearing black, but then again, she's kind of showing off.
Right.
That doesn't make much sense. But now I got to go with a clear winner on this one. The second one.
I agree. And, you know what? It is disgusting and nasty, but she got away with it. It actually worked. So, kudos to her for that, I guess.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Dude, you got to call back and do this again with us. You were awesome. Thank you so much for helping out.
Of course. We'll see you later, Glenn.
All right, man. That's how it's done right there. I hope your people are taking notes, because I'm going to ask for your help again tomorrow.